It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The man accused of running over 4 people outside Penn Presbyterian Hospital in West Philly, including 3 nurses, has surrendered to police. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
20-year-old Jadeer Goodwin faces several charges, including aggravated and simple assault, accident involving injury, fleeing from police and related offenses. Police say early Saturday morning, Goodwin and 2 others pulled up to Penn Presbyterian Hospital with a 28-year-old shooting victim and begged for help. They say 3 nurses and a security guard rushed out with a stretcher, and that's when the trio was spooked by Penn police arriving at the hospital. Authorities say they ran back to their Jeep and took off, Goodwin running over all 4, severely injuring a 36-year-old nurse. He suffers from facial injuries and internal bleeding and remains in critical condition. The other 2 nurses are stable, and the shooting victim remains critical because of gunshot wounds. Investigators located the car, a silver Jeep, in Upper Darby later that day and identified Goodwin as their suspect. Detectives are still separately working on the shooting case involving the 28-year-old.
Penn says they've changed their policy and will no longer get victims from cars unless the car is off and the driver is outside of the car before anyone gets involved in helping the person in need. A shooting at a shopping mall in the relatively quiet Delaware County community of Springfield leaves one person injured, and now police are asking for the public's help in finding the gunman. KYW's Justin Udo has more.
When police got to the shops at Springfield off of Baltimore Pike Sunday afternoon, they found a black sedan with the back window shot out, according to Springfield Police Sergeant David DiTrollio, who says that wasn't all.
We immediately found a subject inside that vehicle who was in need of medical treatment. Our ambulance responded and paramedics to provide treatment to that person.
DiTrollio says the person responsible for the shooting was nowhere to be found.
This investigation is still very active. We're receiving assistance from the Delaware County Criminal Investigation Division.
And they're asking for the public's help.
This is 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. It's kind of a busy time. If you did see anything, then please contact our detective unit.
There's no current update on the status of the person who was shot. SEPTA defended its fare increase proposal while several riders at a public hearing questioned why it was necessary. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
SEPTA plans to raise travel wallet fares from $2 to $2.50 on buses, subways, and trolleys. Rider Raul Colon testified that if SEPTA could eliminate fare cheaters, it wouldn't need a fare hike.
Too many people get on the bus for free, and I think that is the problem here.
Transit advocate Lance Haver posed a series of questions, including whether SEPTA considered dipping into its $500 million reserves.
Is there enough money in the fare stabilization fund to eliminate the need for a 25% fare increase?
The hearing examiner gave Haver extra time, but he demanded more and was escorted from the hearing. Afterwards, SEPTA Senior Budget Director Eric Johansson said SEPTA was already using more than $150 million of its reserves this year to close a $240 million shortfall.
We're using it right now to keep service levels flat.
If the fare increase is approved by the SEPTA board next month, it would take effect December 1st, and without more state transit funding, Johansson says more fare hikes and service cuts could come next year. A red-tailed hawk that was found sick by police in Montgomery County has died from what is believed to be rodent poisoning. The bird's caretakers say everyday products many of us use to eradicate pests are hurting the food chain, as we hear from KYW's Connor Barkon.
Every patient that comes into our care has been negatively impacted by humans in some way or another.
Sydney Glisson and Stephanie Stunden with the Schuylkill Center Wildlife Clinic cared for a young red-tailed hawk that was brought to the nonprofit in distress last month.
He was very thin, dehydrated. He wasn't really sure where he was in the world. That's an easy way to say it.
Lower Merion police captured the hawk in Keneally Nature Park in Gladwin. The raptor had eaten rodents containing a toxic level of blood thinners, an ingredient used in commonly available pest control products.
You would think that your poison would just immediately kill the mouse. It does not. They will continue on. They will keep having babies, and then eventually get caught by a bird or other predator.
Officials say you can call 215-853-6271 if you see any animals in need of help. The Soles Shot Portrait Project continues to remind us that lives taken by gun violence are not just statistics, but humans who had families and friends that are left behind. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams spoke with them about their latest exhibit.
Artists are paired with families who lost loved ones to gun violence, and the result is a beautiful piece of art that captures the essence of that lost soul.
I just started crying and smiling at the same time. It really was like he was smiling. Like, it really was like he's like, hey, Mom.
That's Maxanne Gooden of Philadelphia. She lost her 18-year-old son, Jason Ahmad Patton, to gun violence in 2017. She says the artist, Carolyn Staunton, was able to convey her son's bright and sunny personality in the portrait. Soul Shot Portrait Project founder and executive director Laura Madeline says the exhibits move people in a way that only art can, especially when we've become used to hearing about these tragedies.
We all become numb to it, which sounds cliche, but it's true. These portraits are a way for people that don't know what it's like can connect in a different way.
The next exhibition in Philly runs November 1st through the 24th at the Presbyterian Church of Chestnut Hill. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.